Hector said. A clean mess. Godlike as you are, you have not yet known doom for me from Zeus. You thought you had, by heaven. Then you turned into a word-thrower, hoping to make me lose my fighting heart and head in fear of you. You cannot plant your spear between my shoulders while I am running. If you have the gift, just put it through my chest as I come forward. Now it's for you to dodge my own. Would God you'd give the whole shaft lodging in your body. War for the Trojans would be eased if you were blotted out, bane that you are. With this, he twirled his long spear shaft and cast it, hitting his enemy mid-shield, but off and away the spear rebounded. Furious that he had lost it, made his throw for nothing, Hector stood bemused. He had no other. Then he gave a great shout to Deiphobus to ask for a long spear, but there was no one near him. Not a soul. Now, in his heart, the Trojan realized the truth, and said, "This is the end. The gods are calling deathward. I had thought a good soldier, Deiphobus, was with me. He is inside the walls. Athena tricked me. Death is near, and black, not at a distance, not to be evaded. Long ago, this hour must have been to Zeus's liking and to the liking of his archer son. They have been well disposed before, but now the appointed time's upon me. Still, I would not die without delivering a stroke, or die ingloriously, but in some action memorable to men in days to come." With this, he drew the whetted blade that hung upon his left flank, ponderous and long, collecting all his might, the way an eagle narrows himself to dive through shady cloud and strike a lamb or cowering hare. So Hector lanced ahead and swung his whetted blade. Achilles, with wild fury in his heart, pulled in upon his chest his beautiful shield, his helmet with four burnished metal ridges nodding above it, and the golden crest Hephaestus locked there, tossing in the wind. Conspicuous as the evening star that comes amid the first in heaven at fall of night, and stands most lovely in the west, so shone in sunlight the fine-pointed spear Achilles poised in his right hand, with deadly aim at Hector, at the skin where most it lay exposed. But nearly all was covered by the bronze gear he took from slain Patroclus, showing only where his collar-bones divided neck and shoulders, the bare throat where the destruction of a life is quickest. Here, then, as the Trojan charged, Achilles drove his point straight through the tender neck, but did not cut the windpipe, leaving Hector able to speak and to respond. He fell aside into the dust.